like I said, when I said to Father, Mama, I wouldn't let them, but I did do it. When I was Mama, I did.
Well, when you're yours, you don't mind.
No, you don't mind. And we never did tell them, now you just can't go in the cash drawer. Now you stay out of the cash drawer. You can't do this, you can't do that. If they want anything, they'd say, well, now I want so-and-so. I'd just say, well, go get it. And they knew that we trusted them. And I don't think they ever did anything that they shouldn't have done. They might have slipped and stayed home from school, played hooky or something like that once in a while. But even after they start having dates and all, they'd come in kind of late, and I'd be sitting up, and I'd say, well, did you have a good time? So-and-so and so-and-so, you know? They'd say, well, how did you know? I said, well, I didn't know. They said, no, we didn't have a good time.
What time y'all have to get up in the morning to do all that egg business and everything for
Well, now, I did my egg business when I came home from school in the afternoon and helped milk the cows. But I didn't do much housework. Now, you know, work around in the house. Responsibilities. I just had to look after those. And I did help milk the cow, and then I did stay in the store some on Saturdays. Now, we didn't keep the store open all the time. They'd just come to the door, and that's another thing my mother had to do. If wasn't any of us there to go to the store, why, she would run out there and wait on them, you know, and then lock the store. And I guess really and truly what we had the store for was mostly for our own convenience. You know, we had so many things, you know, that you need.
We're 13.
Yeah. So, I guess that was one thing that we had the store, but we didn't keep it open. We just would go when somebody came and wanted something out of the store. We'd run out there and let them have it. You're trying to stop it.
No, there you go. What kind of vegetables did you have?
Oh, we had ashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and rutabaga turnips and green beans and mustard and kale. I remember my papa used to have lots of kale.
What's that?
It's kind of a slick something like a collard, but it isn't. It grows more like a turnip green instead of a head and like a collard. And collards, and it seemed to me like he even raised some sorghum at one time, you know, had syrup made out of it. And onions, and we would dry our own onions. And of course, Mama always canned a lot of this stuff. But now the sweet potatoes and ashed potatoes and things like that, we'd have, and turnips too. Now that's one thing that I don't ever remember seeing anybody else do. They would put their turnips in a bed and cover them with all this dirt and stuff, just like you do sweet potatoes.
Outside, you mean?
Out in the field, and when we wanted turnips, they'd go and just dig down under there and get those turnips, and they had already begun to sprout a little bit, you know. But that didn't hurt them. They were just real good. That's one thing that we always had, was anything you could think of to plant, my daddy planted it. And he sold a lot.
You have corn and all that too?
Corn. I remember one year, one of my brothers, Fred, just older than I am, he, I believe it was the 4-H Club or something. Anyway, he wanted to see how much corn he could make on an acre, and you would be surprised. I don't remember the number of bushels that he did